seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إذا كانت لك حاجة إلى الله فقل اللهم إني أسألك بحق محمد وعلي فإن لهما عندك شأنا من الشأن.
Imam al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, if you have a need from Allah, then say, O Allah, verily I ask you for the sake of Muhammad and Ali, for verily, they have a special station with you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You are listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, in the beautiful conversations of the divinely appointed imams, and in this case, the divinely appointed imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim really, in this dialogue, he speaks about something that is very interesting. He speaks about the disobedience that a human being commits against Allah, meaning how sometimes, unfortunately, may Allah forgive and may Allah forbid, a human being disobeys the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, I'm sure that many of you have heard about the conversations and the dialogues, especially on this program, from all of the divinely appointed imams. But here there is a conversation that the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, the Immaculate Imam, has with his son. In this beautiful conversation between father and son, we find that Imam al-Kazim says, O my little son, beware that Allah sees you commit an act of disobedience from which He has prohibited you. Allahu Akbar. So much time of our life is spent, first and foremost, in the disobedience of Allah. But second, and what makes it worst, is the fact that we don't even consider that we are disobeying Allah in these large parts of our life. Meaning not only are we committing sin and not only are we committing disobedience against the Almighty Allah, but at the same time, we are negligent of it. We don't even think about it. We don't even realize it. And so here we find that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam speaks to his son and he says, be very careful that the Almighty Allah not see you committing an act that He has prohibited you. So first and foremost, brothers and sisters, we must know what Allah has prohibited us from. And then we must not do that. And a third very interesting point that comes up here is that we should realize that Allah is seeing us at all times. In some of the definitions of taqwa, piety as is commonly known, this definition is put forth, this awareness that Allah is present, this awareness that Allah sees and hears everything. And so as Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam has said, we must all be very careful that Allah may not see us committing an action that Allah has considered disobedience and that which Allah has prohibited us from. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Tawriya means to make a statement where those who are supposed to get the message in the right way, where the enemies would be misled by that same statement. You know, this is, and if you look at that wasiyyah that Imam wrote, Mansur actually sent a message to his governor in Medina, and he said, find out. Where is his wasiyyat? Whom has he appointed as his wasi? And whoever's name you find there, kill him and send his head to me. So Muhammad bin Sulaiman, who was the governor of Medina, went and inquired about it. And then he wrote to Mansur. He said, the order that you have given to me is impossible to be implemented. Why? He said, I saw the wasiyyat of the sixth imam, and he has named five individuals. The first name is yours, Mansur. The second name is Muhammad bin Sulaiman, the governor of Medina. So I can't implement this order. The third name is of Hamida, the wife of the sixth imam. We know that she cannot be imam or khalifa or nabi or rasul anyway. The fourth name is Abdullah, the older surviving son of sixth imam. And the fifth name is of Musa al-Kazim, the younger son of the sixth imam. Now, if you look at this, imam has already confused the enemies. So they don't know who. And with Mansur's name there, he cannot go and say, kill whomever you find mentioned in this wasiyyat. But the Shias knew that the name of Mansur and Muhammad bin Sulaiman is there just to, you know, misguide the enemies. Confuse the enemy. Hamida Khatun, she is very respected lady in the Shia community, but she cannot be the imam. So you eliminate her name also. Then you are left with two names, Abdullah and Musa. The Shias know Abdullah is older one, Musa is younger one. If the older one was worthy of becoming the imam, imam would not have mentioned the younger one. And so you eliminate the name of Abdullah also. And that's where you get the indication that the waris and the naib and the successor of the sixth imam is none other than Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam. So brothers and sisters, this deen and mazhab has not come to us that easily. Cherish this, value this. There is sacrifices that which has gone in every generation before this deen and mazhab came to us. It was not that easy for, you know, this deen to survive.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.